taking it to Text Basics with the Voice Guy. For this example, I'm going to use a portion of William Shakespeare's Henry V, the very beginning of the first chorus speech, the prologue, but you should feel free to use whatever text you think is worthy of exploration. So that text goes something like this. Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention, a kingdom for a stage, princes to act, and monarchs to behold the swelling scene. Then should the warlike Harry, like himself, assume the port of Mars, and at his heels, leashed in like hounds, should famine, sword, and fire crouch for employment. That's the first two major sentences in the text, and I'll use that portion of the text for this voiced version of the podcast. So using your text, the first thing that you should do is read it aloud, just like I did. Take your time, read it slowly, read it for meaning, read it for a personal connection. Make sure you're on your voice. Don't whisper. Don't be half on your voice, half off your voice. No, oh, for a muse of fire. This isn't about sexy voice. This is about your full-on voice. So allow yourself to really commit to the language of it. Now that you've read your way through the text, the next step is to focus on breath. What's your breath impulse with this text? So I'm going to demonstrate for myself what I would do, and you do it your own way. Breathe where you feel the impulse to breathe, and I want to encourage you to go slowly and to breathe often, not trying to get as much text on one breath as possible. A lot of people think of classical text as a kind of contest. How far can you go on one breath? This isn't about performance here. This is about connecting with the language. And at this point, we just want to explore how impulse is affected by breath. So I'm not even going to take a breath. I'm not going to breathe in before I start. I'm just going to begin. And whenever I get the impulse to breathe, I'm going to breathe. Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention, a kingdom for a stage, princes to act, and monarchs to behold the swelling scene. So you go on and do your text as you like. In that case, I ended up breathing at every single punctuation mark. Perhaps you'll breathe less often, perhaps you'll breathe more often. So this would be a good point to pause and come back once you've done your full text, breathing where you feel the impulse. Go slow. Okay, so you've just done your text, breathing where your impulse guides you. Now the next step is to take your text and fuff it. That is to replace all your impulses with a f sound, a f of air. So you're making an F sound with your upper teeth and your lower lip, and you're pulsing the air through that constriction for every syllable. So a word like muse is going to be f, and a word like brightest is going to be f, and invention f. So I'm going to do the first sentence, fuffing it for you. Now that's not about a right way or a better way to do it than what your impulse is. That was my impulse to do it that way. Here's a suggestion. Fuff your way through your text and then speak your way through the text. Now there's two ways you can do that. First, you could do it fuffing the sentence and then speaking the sentence. You could even do fuff a line, speak a line. Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention. It's really hard to do this quietly. You have to really engage your breath because takes a lot of breath. And when you match that fuffing sound with your voice, you're going to end up being fairly loud. That's a good thing. Enjoy that sound, full on voice. So pause your recording, and what I want you to do is fuff it and speak it. You could either fuff the whole thing, speak the whole thing, or fuff portions of it and then speak that portion. Off you go. Now you're back from fuffing your text. You've fuffed and spoken your text. Now we're going to hum it. So this is almost exactly the same thing, but it's on voice. So instead of we're going to hmm. And really the point of this is to relish the vibrations in your face, in your head, in your chest. Feel your voice in your body and allow yourself to think the words. Don't get caught up in listening to the quality of the humming that you're doing. Really focus on thinking the words as if you're really saying them with your mouth shut, okay? Sometimes I've heard people describe this as doing it as if someone's put duct tape over your lips so that you're speaking so it's as if someone has gagged you and you're trying to communicate through this hum. Sometimes people over-articulate. They kind of force themselves to try to articulate through that hum. And that's not the point of this. We want it to be easy. So if that image of being duct-taped over the mouth helps you to engage with the language, to really speak it, go for it. But please don't push it. So let me demonstrate. I'm going to do the first couple of lines from O for a Muse of Fire, and then I'm going to speak it. Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention. You see what I'm doing there? So this is basically the end of this podcast. What I want you to do is go away from this, turn this off, hum a chunk, speak a chunk, hum a chunk, speak a chunk, all the way through your text, and then finally speak your text one last time, having gone through breath by breath, fuffing it and humming it, and see whether there's an overall change to the feeling of this text.